Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbeinu Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Chulin Daf Mem Zayin, the third parak, Ehud Treifus. The Zikhu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, Rava said, Chamisha Une Israel Areya. The lung has five upper lobes. When the animal's underside is facing a person and is suspended from its hind legs, there are three on the right side and two on the left. Chasur, Yater, or Khalif, if a lobe is missing, or extra, or the number of lobes on each side is reverse, it's a trefa. A superfluous lobe is a trefa because yater kanatu damit, something extra is like something removed. A case of an extra lobe came before Marimar, and Ravacha, who was sitting at the entrance of Marimar's house, asked the butcher how Marimar had ruled. When he replied that Marimar had permitted it, Ravacha told him to bring it back in. When he did, Marimar said, go tell the one sitting at the entrance that the halacha does not follow Rava regarding an extra lobe and it's kosher. However, this is only the kaim of a dar du'une, where the extra lobe is in the row of the lobes of obeine bene, but if it's between the rows, it's a trefa. A case of an extra lobe between the rows of lobes came before Ravashi, and he intended to declare a trefa, but was told it was common to all rural animals, provided it's underneath the lungs. Point number two, Rava said that a lung which is blue, like eye paste, is kosher, but if it's black, like ink, it's a trefa because it indicates a redness which further decayed and turned black. Yeruka, if it's greenish, or if it's aduma, reddish, it's kosher based on incidents with Rabbi Nassan. He reported that he once traveled across the sea, and a woman, who had circumcised her first two sons and they had died, brought her third son to Rabbi Nassan. He saw that the infant was red and told her, Biti hamtinilo achi yabalu bodamu, my daughter, wait with him until he reabsorbs his excess blood and then circumcise him. She did, and the child lived. In a similar incident, he observed that the third infant which was brought before him was greenish, and he didn't have blood of the bris in him. He told the woman, Biti hamtinilo achi yipo bodamu, my daughter, wait with him until his blood comes in fully. She did, and the child lived. In both incidents, the children were named Nasana Bavli. The Gemara adds that a lung which is yellow, like an egg, is a trefa and is only kosher when it is green, kakarsi, like a leek. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rea shenishbacha kakiton, a lung which dissolved and can be poured like water in a jug, is kosher. This proves he holds chisaron b'mefnim loshmei chisaron. An internal deficiency is not considered a deficiency because this lung, which was formerly full, is now half empty, allowing its dissolved material to be poured back and forth. This is challenged from our mission, which stated, a lung which is punctured or deficient is a trefa. Since an external deficiency is by definition also punctured, the case of chasra must refer to an internal deficiency, yet it's ruled a trefa. The Gemara answers the Mishnah actually refers to an external deficiency and is teaching that although Rabbi Shimon says a punctured lung is not a trefa unless it's punctured into the bronchi, he agrees that a deficiency is a trefa. Rava qualifies when a dissolved lung is kosher, but who the kaimei simponos, that's only where the bronchi remain. Ravashi explained how to determine if any of the bronchi dissolved. We pour the lung's contents into a glazed earthenware basin. If it has white streaks indicating a dissolved bronchus, it's a trefa, but if not, it's kosher. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rava said, Chamisha une Israel Areya. The lung has five upper lobes. When the animal's underside is facing a person and is suspended from its hind legs, there are three on the right side and two on the left. Chasur, Yater, or Khalif, if a lobe is missing, or extra, or the number of lobes on each side is reverse, it's a trefa. A superfluous lobe is a trefa because yater kanatu damit, something extra is like something removed. A case of an extra lobe came before Marimar, and Ravacha, who was sitting at the entrance of Marimar's house, asked the butcher how Marimar had ruled. When he replied that Marimar had permitted it, Ravacha told him to bring it back in. When he did, Marimar said, go tell the one sitting at the entrance that the halacha does not follow Rava regarding an extra lobe and it's kosher. However, this is only the kaim of a dar du'une, where the extra lobe is in the row of the lobes of obeine bene, but if it's between the rows, it's a trefa. A case of an extra lobe between the rows of lobes came before Ravashi, and he intended to declare a trefa, but was told it was common to all rural animals, provided it's underneath the lungs. Point number two, Rava said that a lung which is blue, like eye paste, is kosher, but if it's black, like ink, it's a trefa because it indicates a redness which further decayed and turned black. Yeruka, if it's greenish, or if it's aduma, reddish, it's kosher based on incidents with Rabbi Nassan. He reported that he once traveled across the sea, and a woman, who had circumcised her first two sons and they had died, brought her third son to Rabbi Nassan. He saw that the infant was red and told her, Biti hamtinilo achi yabalu bodamu, my daughter, wait with him until he reabsorbs his excess blood and then circumcise him. She did, and the child lived. In a similar incident, he observed that the third infant which was brought before him was greenish, and he didn't have blood of the bris in him. He told the woman, Biti, hamtinu ad sheyipol bo damo. My daughter, wait with him until his blood comes in fully. She did, and the child lived. In both incidents, the children were named Nasana Bavli. The Gemara adds that a lung which is yellow, like an egg, is a trefa and is only kosher when it is green, kakarsi, like a leek. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rea shenishbacha kakiton, a lung which dissolved and can be poured like water in a jug, is kosher. This proves he holds chisaron b'mefnim losh mei chisaron. An internal deficiency is not considered a deficiency because this lung, which was formerly full, is now half empty, allowing its dissolved material to be poured back and forth. This is challenged from our mission, which stated, Harei shenikva o shechasra, a lung which is punctured or deficient is a trefa. Since an external deficiency is by definition also punctured, the case of chasra must refer to an internal deficiency, yet it's ruled a trefa. The Gemara answers the Mishnah actually refers to an external deficiency and is teaching that although Rabbi Shimon says a punctured lung is not a trefa unless it's punctured into the bronchi, he agrees that a deficiency is a trefa. Rava qualifies when a dissolved lung is kosher, but who the kaimei simponos, that's only where the bronchi remain. Rav Ashi explained how to determine if any of the bronchi dissolved. We pour the lung's contents into a glazed earthenware basin. If it has white streaks indicating a dissolved bronchus, it's a trefa, but if not, it's kosher. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Zayin, and our standard Siman is a maze. A maze. So here goes. The contestants at the giant lung maze, who were told to avoid the extra lobe area, were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows strafus. When some troublemaker started throwing lung balloons at them containing melted lung that still had simponos. So once again in slow motion. The contestants at the giant lung maze, that must be on Duff, Mem Zion. The contestants at the giant lung maze who were told to avoid the extra lobe area, which reminds us, Rava said, Chamisha une iskol areya. The lung has five upper lobes. When the animal's underside is facing a person and is suspended from its hind legs, there are three on the right side and two on the left. Chasur or yater or chalif, if a lobe is missing or extra or the number of lobes on each side is reversed, it's a trefa. A superfluous lobe is a trefa because yater kenatul dami, something extra is like something removed. The Gemara brings the case of an extra lobe that came before Meremar. So the contestants at the giant lung maze, who were told to avoid the extra lobe area, were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos, which reminds us, Rava said that a lung which is blue, like eye paste, is kosher, but if it's black like ink, it's a trefa because it indicates a redness which further decayed and turned black. Yeruka, if it's greenish or if it's aduma reddish, it's kosher based on incidents with Rabbi Nassan. So the contestants at the giant lung maze, who were told to avoid the extra lobe area, were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos. When some troublemakers started throwing lung balloons at them containing melted lung that still had simponos, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rea shenishbacha kakiton, a lung which dissolved and can be poured like water in a jug is kosher. This proves he holds chisaron mibefnin losh mei chisaron. An internal deficiency is not considered a deficiency because this lung, which was formerly full, is now half empty, allowing its dissolved material to be poured back and forth. Rava qualifies when a dissolved lung is kosher, but who the kaimei simponos, that's only where the bronchi remain. So once again, the contestants at the giant lung maze, who were told to avoid the extra lobe area, were trying to complete the match the color to the lung game to identify which discoloration shows trefos. When some troublemakers started throwing lung balloons at them containing melted lung that still had simponos. All right, so now it's time for our four Babach Hazara. Daf Mem Gimel. So the seven Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The old Trefos magazine. Magazine? That must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The old Trefos magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if two holes in the inner and outer layers of the kurkavan or veshet are not aligned. So the old Trefos magazine special edition had a fold-out vesha with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed, which reminds us, Ula said, Yashavu kotz baveshet, if a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus, and choshishin shemahivri, we're not concerned that perhaps it was punctured by the thorn and then healed. Since we do not see any puncture marks on the veshet's outer layer, we're not concerned that the outer layer was punctured and a scab formed over the hole, which could be a trefa, because Rabba said earlier that a scab which forms on a wound of the veshet is ineffective. So the Eil Trefos magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed. Next, the full color feature on the location and halacha of the Turbat Zaveshet, which reminds us regarding the Turbat Zaveshet, the wide part of the esophagus. Rav said, b'mashu, even a minimal hole in it makes the animal a trefa. But Shmuel said, berubo, with its majority, meaning if most of its circumference is cut. The Gemara explains that Rav considers the turbats to be a valid place for shechting the veshet, so a minimal hole renders the animal a trefa like the rest of the veshet, whereas Shmuel holds the turbats is beyond the area for shechita. Three opinions are given as to the turbats' location. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Siman Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The Shochet couldn't find his mark and used mud. Mud? That must be on Daf Mem Dalad. The Shochet who couldn't find his mark and used mud to mark where the Makom Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht, which reminds the Gemara discusses until how far down the Veshet one may shecht. Rabbi Bar Avuah says, Akadeshi Yasir, until where it becomes hairy on the inner lining. So the Shochet who couldn't find his mark and used mud to mark where the Makom Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, which reminds us a case of Psukas HaGargaris, a severed trachea, which is a trefa beruba with its majority cut, was brought before Rav. He began examining it according to the strict view that its majority refers to Rav Avya, most of its thickness, including the tracheal wall. But Rav Kahan and Rav Asi objected that Rav had taught them the more lenient definition, which is Rav Chalula, most of its hollow inside. He sent the question to Rabbi Barachana, who permitted it, and purchased its meat. The Gemara objects that if a sage forbids an item, Ein Chaver Roshay Latir, his fellow sage, is not allowed to permit it, and answers that Rav did not expressly forbid it. So the Shochet who couldn't find his marker and used mud to mark where the Makom Seir starts to show how far down the Veshet one may shecht was surprised when a rabbi asked to purchase the meat from the animal that the other rabbi had been measuring Rav Avya because he held Rav Chalula, especially since the other rabbis he knew threw mud on shallots for themselves to mark them as trefos, which reminds us, Rav Chisa said, "Who is the Talmud Chacham? Zeh roa trefa la'atzmo. This is one who examines a question of trefa for himself and rules stringently when there are grounds for permitting and for forbidding it. He also said such a person personifies sonim matanas yichya, one who detests gifts shall live, since he even overcomes the temptation to permit his own property, he'll certainly detest gifts." Daf Mem Hei. So the simon for Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana, and we use a Seder scene. So here goes. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana? That must mean we're on Daf Mem Hei. All those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch until the spinal cord, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amanov taught that nikav krum shalmoch, if the membrane of the brain was punctured, it's a trefa. Rav and Shmuel say this refers to karma ilah, the upper membrane, even if the lower inner membrane was not punctured. Others say, ad inkiv tata, it's not a trefa until the lower membrane is also punctured. Bar Kapar identifies where the brain ends and the spinal cord begins. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are trefa with even a hole, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that nikav halev lebeis halo, if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa. Rabbi Zera asks if this refers to beis halo katan, a small chamber of the heart, or only to beis halo gadol, its large chamber. Abai attempted to prove it means the large chamber, but his proof is rejected, and the Gemara concludes that the expression should also include a smaller chamber. So all those gathered at the Seder were shocked when the young boy went completely off topic and asked, Ma nishtana the krum shalmoch until the spinal cord and the smaller chamber of the heart that they are trefa with even a hole from the chuta shidra that's only a trefa if it was mostly severed, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that if the spine was broken and the spinal cord was severed, it's a trefa. In a brisa, Rebbe says, Chuta Shidra Shenitzak Barubo. It's a trefa if the spinal cord was mostly severed. But Rebbe Yaakov says, Avila Nikav. Even if it was merely punctured, it's a trefa. In practice, Rebbe ruled stringently like Rebbe Yaakov, but Rav Huna said the halacha does not follow Rebbe Yaakov. The definition of the spinal cord's majority is debated. Daf Mem Vav. So the simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The cow. That must be on Daf Mem Vav. Moo. The cow that survived with a tiny liver, smaller than a kazayas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokas if an animal is a trefa if only a small amount of the liver remains. Rabbi Chiya would throw away an animal's liver and didn't consider it healthful because he considered it a less vital and thus less nutritious organ. Therefore, he holds an animal can survive with even less than a kazayas of the liver. In contrast, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Matbuba would dip it and eat it, considering it a more vital and thus more nutritious organ. Therefore, he requires a kazayas of the liver to remain. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing sounds from its lung, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses examining rei da'avsha, a lung, which makes a hissing noise. So the cow that survived with a tiny liver smaller than a kazayas and started making hissing noises from its lung was determined to be a trefa when the dry part of the lung started to crumble under the shochet's fingernail, which reminds us, Rava said, rei she'yavsha miksasa, a lung which dried up partially, is a trefa. Rav Papa quoted him defining this as kadesh she'tiparach b'tziporon, so that it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss the din of discolored lungs? And we bring the mice with Rabbi Nassim giving guidance for mila of discolored infants. That's on Duff. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that a lung which dissolved and can be poured like water in a jug is kosher? That's on Duff. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss a lung with an extra lobe? That's on Duff. Mem Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if a coats, a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that if the heart was punctured into its chamber, the animal is a trefa, and this refers even to Beis Cholo Katan, a small chamber of the heart? That's on Duff. Mem Hei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff brings a malchokas whether an animal is a trefa if a small amount of the liver remains? That's on Duff. Mem Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss if the spinal cord has to be severed or merely punctured to be a trefa? That's on Duff. Mem Hei. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you discuss examining rei da'avsha, a lung, which makes a hissing noise? That's on Duff. Mem Vav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss how far down the veshet one may shecht? That's on Duff. Mem Dalad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss the status of holes in the turbots of Veshet, and we have three opinions as to its location? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.